This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
This is Jelly Denniston for Leeds Student Radio, and I'm here with Marika Hackman. How's the tour going in general?
Yeah, really good. I'm kind of knackered. I've been on the road for the last seven weeks. We toured with LJ a few months ago, and then I've just been around Europe and the UK with a band called The Antlers. Just on.
You played at Belgrave?
Yes, yeah. Literally a week ago.
A week ago, yeah, back in Leeds already. Yeah. So you mentioned LJ. What was that like? It must have been
so amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Obviously, like, I love their music. Big fan, and we all work with Charlie and everything, so there's that connection as well.
Is that how you got to know the boys in LJ through Charlie?
Or? Yeah, like initially, because I like the music first, so that's why we contacted Charlie, because of his amazing production work. But then I kind of obviously got to know them a bit through that.
Yeah.
It was really lovely to be able to play before a band who I, you know, think of so highly, but also just the sizes of the venues. I mean, it was the biggest shows I've ever played. It was just insane. It was amazing.
Such good exposure for you.
Yeah,
as well.
Really, really good. It's like, it was a really good match as well, music.
And you feature on their track,
yes.
Foothills.
Yeah.
Which is actually how I first ever heard of you.
Mm.
And what struck me about your vocal is that it's so pure.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people kind of fall into the trap of affecting their vocal quite a lot. Do you feel your voice has grown with you, or have you always kind of known your style?
I kind of always saw singing as something, it was like talking for me, but how I would talk if I was talking to a melody, you know, like I never actually consciously thought like, oh, I'm going to sing now, so I've got to sing it a certain way. It was just how it came out, which I think is why people pick up on it being sort of, you know, like pure and that sort of,
yeah.
And deadpan as well is what I get quite a lot. But as I'm touring more and playing more and recording more, obviously my voice is getting better. It's sometimes does things that I kind of like a bit, so I might push that a bit more or whatever. So it is changing as it's going on. I think it's definitely growing with me. I think it's a very natural thing for a singer, and you don't realise that it's happening. I listen back to records that I made, you know, just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I sound so young. I don't know why, but it just has a much more naive quality to it.
You're quite dark.
Yes.
And sometimes.
Yes.
Do you feel like your music was more naive in terms of lyrically, I guess?
Yeah.
When you were younger as well.
No, God, yeah, definitely. It's always been dark. But I think the darkness was a quite naive darkness when I first started out. It was like I was just playing with words and kind of telling sort of strange, warped, abstract stories and things like that. And I think as I've moved along, I've actually started to be a bit more personal with it, I suppose, finding sort of inner darkness. Not
just
that I'm a very dark person.
Yeah.
And also fine-tuning the words so that maybe the words themselves aren't so dark, but it's how they're put together. Particularly on the album, it just feels a lot more coherent.
And the album comes out next February.
Yes, February 16th.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I can't wait. Also, I'm really excited because it comes out the day before my birthday, so the launch party is going to be like my birthday party, basically.
Squish them into one.
Yeah, exactly. It's like midnight's going to hit. It's like, okay. So we just had a day full of it all being about me, and now we're going to do another one.
Has Charlie worked with you on this most recent, well, your debut album?
Yeah. Because it's been working so well, and we've explored so many different areas that I think we both knew kind of exactly what we wanted to do when it came to the full length. So it'd have been quite bizarre if I'd just kind of see ya! Found someone else completely new, because I've got to build it all up again.
And in Bath is Black and Drown,
yeah.
I sense quite a lot of electronic washes coming in. Is that somewhere that you'd like to go with your music?
Yes, I mean, there's things where I've gone almost completely electronic. Like, I tend to sort of use guitars in a way that will, and vocals that make these washes that sound kind of electronic, but they are actually coming from organic instruments. But on the album, there's tracks that we've done sort of vocal samples on keys and made them really low and stuff that sound like.
Now, how do you pick? Because you've released Drown.
Yes. Well, it's coming out on the 8th of December, but it's like out there now.
In the world.
Yeah, in the world.
How did you pick that as your first track to represent the album?
My management and label and everything that ring me up and say, you know, which ones do you want to be singles? And generally, actually, we agree about everything. I just felt like it was a good one to sort of just open it out. It's the opening track on the album as well.
And when you write, do you write with the album in mind? Because I know a lot of bands find it hard to have their songs picked out and playlisted and stuff like that because their whole album tells a kind of story and complements each other. Is yours more, you can kind of come into it and leave it?
I think it is like that, yeah. I never was thinking about that when I was writing it, but I was kind of very aware as the songs were coming out, because they're all written quite close to each other, that I could tell it was going to be like a coherent record. And the way the track list goes, obviously like a lot of thought goes into how you're going to order it. It is nice to think that people would sit down and listen to it as a whole record.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to miss out on like a story.
Last but not least, how are you feeling about the show tonight in general?
I'm really excited. This is the first show where we've had the drums back, where we're actually playing like a proper kind of venue. Because last night it was a kind of just a little room above a pub. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you still get nervous at all?
Sometimes. It kind of seems to be, it's really random. I never really know when I'm going to get nervous. But sometimes I'll just kind of feel absolutely fine, and then I'll realise during the first song, like, oh god, I actually feel quite nervous, and then that is really annoying. Like, I'd rather be nervous beforehand and get on and just like go straight away. But I'm kind of getting over the nerves thing.
Yeah,
which is good.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Marika, for talking to me.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Leeds Student Radio with Jelly Dempston and Marika Hatman.